From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two lawsuits now working their way through the federal courts depend on this question: does the Vatican control Catholic bishops? As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the answer could determine whether the Vatican can be sued here in the U.S.
The Vatican's relationship with its bishops surfaced again this week. The latest case involves Father Joseph Jayapal, an Indian priest who served in northern Minnesota in 2004 and 2005. After he returned to India, two teenage girls from Minnesota accused him of molesting them. Now the local prosecutor wants him back in the U.S. to face charges. According to documents, the Vatican wrote Jayapal's bishop in India and asked him to, quote, monitor the priest, keep him away from children, and avoid scandal. Mike Finnegan, the attorney for one of the young women, says Jayapal is now overseeing 40 schools in the diocese. He says the Vatican should have removed him from ministry.
Pope Benedict has absolute power over that bishop in India. And if Pope Benedict wanted something done, the bishop would absolutely have to do it.
Vatican lawyer Jeffrey Lina says the church cooperated with U.S. authorities, supplying them with Jayapal's address so that they could try to extradite him. But Lina, who declined to talk on tape, says the Pope, quote, is not a five-star general ordering troops around. The notion that the church dictates orders to the bishops by royal fiat is just wrong. So, is a bishop an employee of the Vatican? That's the issue raised by two lawsuits in U.S. federal court. One case involves Father Andrew Ronan, a Servites priest who has moved from Ireland to Chicago to Portland, Oregon, and who admitted abusing minors at each place. Ronan has died, but an alleged victim sued the order and the Vatican directly. Jeffrey Anderson is the plaintiff's attorney.
The Ronan case, because it involves the international movement of the priests and a documentary trail that goes from the priests through the superiors to Rome, looked like our best shot to get to the Vatican.
That won't be easy, since the Vatican is considered a sovereign state, and U.S. courts are reluctant to claim jurisdiction over foreign countries. To pierce the so-called sovereign immunity, Anderson must show that the priest abused the victim in his capacity as an employee of the Vatican. Another case in Kentucky is a little broader. It alleges that the bishops were acting as employees of the church when they moved around suspected priests. Thomas Doyle is a canon lawyer and an advisor to the plaintiffs in both cases.
The Vatican appoints bishops. The Vatican fires bishops. The Vatican controls what they do on a day-to-day basis through the code of canon law. Everything a bishop does is determined or interpreted by the Vatican.
Not so, says Nicholas Cafardi, a canon lawyer at Duquesne University.
The Pope has a certain level of jurisdiction over dioceses in the world. But jurisdiction does not translate into control. And for them to be employees, you have to show some level of control.
Cafardi says these lawsuits do not merely attack long-standing law on suing foreign states. They also ask the U.S. courts to transform the Catholic Church.
If these cases succeed, they will have succeeded in restructuring the Catholic Church in a way that the Church has not structured itself. And I would see that as a very serious threat to freedom of religion.
Still, federal appellate courts in the Sixth and Ninth Circuits have said the cases may proceed. And recently, the U.S. Supreme Court asked the Departments of Justice and State for their views. Taking these as a green light, attorneys for the plaintiffs are filing requests for thousands of documents in the Vatican archives, and even demanding to depose the Pope.
I think there's very little chance that you'll be able to do discovery on the Pope himself.
Joseph Della Penna is an expert on sovereign immunity law at Villanova University. He says a court could grant the lawyers access to lesser Vatican officials, but he says getting a court order does not mean they'll get the goods.
If the documents are not in the United States, if they're in the Vatican, if the persons that you want to depose are in the Vatican, chances are you're not going to be able to do it, even if an American court rules that they're not immune.
He says often sovereign countries refuse to comply, especially when they feel the lawsuit is a political attack. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.